CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and all shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the script of this bulletin on the RSGB's own website. Good morning, it's Sunday the 9th of October 2016. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. Emergency nets for Hurricane Matthew, Iota month deadline extended, new propagation video released. Hurricane Matthew has already caused devastation in Haiti, Cuba and the Bahamas as it moved northwards through the Caribbean. It's now battering the southern United States. Emergency nets are operating on 3.950, 7.252, 7.268 and 14.325 megahertz. Amateurs are requested to listen carefully before operating on frequencies which might be in use for emergency communications and to avoid interference. We often hear that young people are our future and we just need a good reason to bring amateur radio to their attention. The Tim Peake Aris context resulted in a number of new school radio clubs starting up, and hosting a Iota station could do the same. December is Iota month across Europe and Africa, and the RSGB is coordinating the UK participants. In short, any affiliated club, school, college, university or youth group can apply to host the special call sign GB16 Iota for a day or two during December. The only stipulation is that the event must be aimed at getting youngsters on the air. The special event station can be the main attraction or you can wrap other activities around it. A report on last year's event was on page 22 of April 2016 Radcom. Deadline for applications has been extended now to Saturday the 15th of October, so there's no time to waste. If you're interested in joining or'd like more information, please ask for an application form from iota.month@rsgb.org.uk. The RSGB Propagation Studies Committee has released a new 19-minute video presentation for clubs entitled Radio Propagation, VHF and Higher, written by Radcom microwave columnist John, G4BAO, and narrated by Propagation Studies Committee Chairman Steve, G0KYA. The presentation looks at the physics behind different VHF, UHF and microwave propagation modes. It looks at tropospheric enhancements and ducting, sporadic E, aurora, meteor scatter, rain scatter and much more. The video presentation is strictly for clubs and can include an optional question and answer session via Skype with a propagation expert after it's been shown. It also includes extensive show notes with URLs for all the sites mentioned. To request a copy and the show notes, email Steve via psc.chairman@rsgb.org.uk. A Vintage Radio Weekend on the Air will take place on the 15th and 16th of October. Everyone who has a Vintage Radio is invited to get on the air over the weekend on any band at any time. If conditions permit, there'll be participants in the UK, the Netherlands, Belgium and Germany, as well as some in the USA. All participants can download a free high-resolution commemorative certificate from www.phoenixarc.org.uk, where additional information is also available. The new RSGB website navigation is now live. Constructive feedback on the new website arrangements should go to web.feedback@rsgb.org.uk. Bellman's auctioneers in Winchester have a large single-owner private collection of valve and transistor radios and accessories coming up for sale on Tuesday the 11th of October. The details on viewing and bidding are on the website www.bellmans.co.uk and the radios start at lot 650. APRS West, a regional gathering of those interested in APRS and digital modes, takes place on the 16th of October at 76 Canal Saint-Martin in Rennes, France, running from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. French time. Visitors will bring their own projects, ideas and expertise to exchange with other enthusiasts. Two talks are already planned on a mini APRS tracker by G4GOH and 100% solar-powered Digipeter by F4BEA. Visit www.arafigures35.fr and select the APRS tab for more details. Details of rallies and upcoming events. Today, the 9th of October, the Hornsea Amateur Radio Rally will be held in the Floral Hall, 7 the Esplanade, Hornsea, East Riding of Yorkshire, HU18 1NQ. The venue has car parking on site and the doors open at 10 a.m. There'll be trade stands, bring and buy, special interest groups and an RSGB bookstall. A raffle will be held on the day and there'll be catering on site. Ring details from Rick, M0CZR, 01964533712. The Hack Green Bunker Rally takes place today, the 9th of October, at Hack Green Secret Nuclear Bunker, Nantwich in Cheshire, CW58AL. There'll be a sale of electronic equipment, amateur gear, components, military radio sets and vehicle spares. Doors open 10 a.m. There'll be trade stands and catering is available on site. Details from Lucy, 01270623353. Yeovil ARC celebrates its 70th anniversary on the 15th of October in the Methodist Church Hall, Quedham Centre, Yeovil. Open 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Admission is free, and there will be demonstrations of radio equipment, both vintage and modern, SDR and Morse. More from Bob, 01963440169, that should be, or by email to wjhfigures069@gmail.com. The Holsworthy Radio Rally will take place on the 16th of October in Holsworthy Community College, Victoria Hill, Holsworthy, Devon, EX226JD. Doors open 10 a.m. There'll be traders bring and buy and catering. The venue is disabled access. Details from Howard, M0MYB, M0OMC at yahoo.co.uk. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS News, Radcom or the website, please email details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for DX News, compiled from 425 DX News and other sources. Grant VK5GR will be active holiday style as VK5GR portable from Kangaroo Island, IOTA OC139, from the 10th to the 16th of October. He'll be QRV on at least 80 to 15 metres. Will operate RTTY and other digital modes plus some SSB, QSL via home call, Bureau preferred, LOTW and EQSL. Nobu, or Nobu, JA0JHQ will be active as Charlie Echo 0Y stroke home call from Easter Island, SA001 from the 14th to the 17th of October. He'll be operating mostly CW, plans are concentrating on 30 and 40 metres on the 14th, QSL via Logbook of the World Preferred or Home Call to Bureau or Direct. Andrea, IZ1MHY, will be on the air from the Maldives as 8Q7MD until the 12th of October. Holiday style operation, 40 to 10 metres. Direct QSL request to IZ1MHY and Bureau request via 9Alpha 8Alpha Radio Sierra. Yuri, R2DG, will be signing Sugar 79PA from Mahé in the Seychelles until the 12th of October, QSL's home call. Special event news, Pool Radio Society celebrates its 40th anniversary in October. GB40PRS will be on the air for the months and locations in and around Pool. Until the 10th, it will operate from Norden Railway Station, then it moves to Pool Museum for the 11th and 13th. GB16IYL will be on the air until the 10th of October for the Bailara International YL Convention taking place at Milton Keynes. Coventry ARS will be participating in JOTA with the 78th Coventry Stoke Aldermore Scouts on the 15th and 16th of October. An application has been made for GB0SAC. Main bands will be 2m FM and 40m SSB. More information, Brian, G8GMU, 07801 862686. Gloucester Rainet will be hosting a JOTA station over the weekend of the 15th and 16th of October on behalf of the District Scouts from their headquarters in Tuffley, Gloucestershire. They'll be using GB's 100 GLO for the celebration of the Scout Centenary and look forward to working many stations on HF and VHF. Dunedin North Scouts will be active over JOTA weekend of the 15th and 16th. As GB1NNS, they'll be on 40 metres 15, SSB and 2 metres FM. Group emphasis is to get every troop member to make at least one contact over the weekend. More from Reg, G8VHI, email g8vhi@btinternet.com. The 950th anniversary of the Battle of Hastings will be commemorated by the Youth Hostels Amateur Radio Group, MX0YHA, on the 14th, 15th and 16th of October, as part of their Norman Conquest program. Preferred frequencies will be around 7.150/14.250, with operation from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. A downloadable commemorative certificate is available from www.yharg.org.uk. Wearside Electronics ARS will be operating GB2HSG on the 15th of October for Scout Jamboree on the air at the Scout Hut Crow Lane, Herrington, SR33TE. They'll be on all HF bands, 2, 70 centimetres and 6 metres from 10 a.m. Special event stations K6L and K1T will be operating on the 14th and the 16th from the summit on Bear's Den Mountain in Virginia, where 150 years ago Dr. Marlon Loomis made the first demonstration of wireless telegraphy over a path of approximately 21 miles to Furnace Mountain. Loomis noted various distances in his records between 14 and 22 miles. Contest news ending its 24-hour run at 0800 today. The 9th, the Oceania DXCW contest, uses 1.8 to 28 megs bands in the exchange's signal report and serial number. Today, the 9th, the ON contest runs from 0600 to 0900 UTC, using CW over the 3.5 megs band, the exchange's signal report and serial number. ON stations give the club code. On Tuesday, the 432 megs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC, using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday sees the 80-metre club sprint from 1900 to 2000 UTC, in CW only, exchange serial number and name. From 1500 on Saturday to 1500 on the... from 1500 on Saturday the 15th to 1500 UTC on the 16th, the Worktor Germany contest is on the air, using CW and SSB on the 3.5 to 28 megs bands, the exchange of signal report and serial number. German stations also send DOK. On Sunday the 16th, the Rolo CW contest runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC, using CW only on the 80-metre band, the exchange of signal report and locator received. Also on the 16th, the 50 MHz AFS contest runs from 0900 to 1300 UTC, using all modes on the band, the exchange, a signal report, serial number and locator. And finally, for next Sunday, the ON contest runs from 0600 to 1000 UTC, using phone and CW on the 144 MHz bands, the exchange, a signal report and serial number. SN stations also give their club code. Radio propagation report now. Last week the solar flux index didn't behave as predicted and rose to 99 by Thursday. This was mostly due to the appearance of large sunspot groups 2598 and 2599. There were no major solar flares, only minor C-class events, but unsettled geomagnetic conditions continued thanks to ongoing coronal hole activity. The K-index hit 4 and 5 earlier in the week, although conditions improved by Thursday. Next week looks to be quite settled geomagnetically, with the SDO spacecraft's extreme current ultraviolet image showing no Earth-facing coronal holes. NOAA predicts the highest K-index reading will be too early. It's misspelled. Too early in the week, rising to 4. Oh, I see. Sorry. The highest K reading will be 2 early in the week, rising to 4 on Sunday the 16th. The US Air Force predicts the solar flux index should remain in the range 95 to 102. Sunspot group 2599 appears fairly settled, so we don't expect any M or X class solar flares. If the forecast holds true, it looks as though HF conditions may be good next week. Maximum usable frequencies have been subdued, but if the settled conditions can continue, we may expect openings up to 21 megs or higher at times. The best HF paths will still be north-south, but don't ignore grey line contacts on 40 and 80 metres at dawn. VHF and up, there's one strong message and one very weak message in the tropo forecast for next week. The strong message is that the high, which gave some fair tropo conditions in the last 144 megs UK activity contest, will decline after the weekend and gradually become displaced to the north of Scotland. At the same time, pressure will fall over southern Britain as it turns more showery and the northeasterly breeze picks up a bit, so it's not a good sign for tropo in the coming week. The weaker part of the forecast message is that the prediction models diverge as we head towards the end of the week. One version rebuilds the high from the north of Scotland, to bring a renewed chance of Troppo by the weekend, but other versions remain in the showery regime through to the end of the week and offer no potential return of Troppo. As we're talking about 7 to 10 days ahead, uncertainty at this range, though, is not unusual. There are no meteor showers this week, so keep looking in the early mornings for random contacts on the lower VHF bands. Moon declination increases this week, going positive on Friday, so EME moon windows lengthen. Losses are low and falling this week. That's it from the propagation team, and that's all there is from me too, until next week.